Let's look at Luke chapter 24. Luke 24, verse 49. Luke 24, verse 49. And I'll read it and then you tell me what the command is. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Is that a command? What's the command? What's the command? Tarry, right? I read it, I purposefully read it in the King James because I wanted you to get that thought of tarry. Now the NIV says stay. So maybe you want to add this to your list. Luke 24:49. Wait, tarry in the city of Jerusalem. He gave them a promise, or he told them what was going to happen. I'm going to send the promise of my Father upon you. But wait, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Now, had Jesus ever talked to them about this promise of the Father? Had he ever told them anything about that? Luke 11. Verse 11, which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Now, in these days, we've been talking much about the Word of God and the importance of having the Word of God in our hearts, and how we need the Word of God to grow, and how we ought to treasure the Word of God. And how the Word of God is so important. It's important for us to obey. We have these commands of Jesus, and we talked about the foolish builder and the wise builder, and how it's obedience to the commands of Jesus that makes us wise. But tonight, and going through these, and someone said it too, it's hard to do these things. I mean, some of these things are really beyond us. Like, I can't really love my enemy. I can't really forgive that one who keeps offending me, insulting me. I really can't keep the Ten Commandments. I mean, I can try. But Jesus said, you know, if you offend in one, you're guilty under the law for all. And so you say, well, how do I do this? You know, I come here to camp and I hear how we need to obey. And we need to, you know, live for God every day. You know, I don't find the power in me. I tend to go back home and it's kind of the same thing after a while. I lose that support structure, as it were, around me. So when Jesus promises something, or he commands us to do something, it's for a purpose. He says, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you're endued with power. For have you ever thought, what's that power for? What power is he talking about? Well, what power is he talking about? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, and these two thoughts come together, the Word of God and the Spirit of God. We need both, beloved. But we need both. You know, we can't just have the power of the Spirit without the Word of God. That's not going to work. We're not going to know what Jesus desires us to do. But we can know what Jesus desires us to do and not be able to do it. And yet he's given us a power, the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes if we look in the book of Acts, we read in the first chapter there, he says, you will be... Well, maybe we should do that. Turn over to Acts 1. Acts Verse 4, on one occasion while he was eating with them, he gave them this command. See that? Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised. How much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Which he heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. You will be witnesses, my witnesses. And I think that goes so much more beyond the things we say. Sometimes we think we witness with our mouths. No, we witness by our lives. Our lives speak more than our words. Your life speaks so loud that others can't hear what you're saying. And so we need the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is promised to us. And the reason I say this tonight is because I want you to know that one of the requirements for receiving this gift of the Father is to ask. You understand that? If you don't ask, it says there, he gives it to those who ask him. Now, when we ask for something, it's usually because we desire it. It's something that we want. And we seek after it. And we ask our Father for the Holy Spirit. Let me ask you this. Have you asked the Father for the gift of the Holy Spirit? Now, you have to answer that question in your heart. Have I really asked the Father to fill me, to baptize me with the Holy Spirit? And if you answer no to that question, then maybe the next question you should ask is, why not? Do I see my need for the Holy Spirit? Our brother John Pryor, he spoke about the battle that we're in. We have an enemy who has opposed God's work from the beginning. And how is it that we overcome the enemy? How is it? He told you that he was one of the three greatest created beings, an archangel, and that in our own strength we could not face him. Did you believe that? Do you think that we have an enemy? You know, sometimes his attack isn't from the front. It's not like he comes and he says, I'm going to knock you down and kick you in the dirt. But he'll come and he uses sneak attack. You know, he comes in our minds. He comes in our attitudes. And we don't even realize that we open the door and let him in. It says, don't give him a foothold. And so how is it that we overcome? Yes, it's by the sword of the Spirit, but it's also by allowing the Holy Spirit to fill us, asking the Holy Spirit to come and to take possession of our hearts. In thinking about the commands of Jesus, and I don't want to speak too long tonight because I want to give us time to pray, but I just feel we should just look yet at John 14, just a little bit. Because this thought of Jesus' commands and the Holy Spirit come together. Verse 15 of John 14 says, if you love me, you will keep my commands. You will obey what I command. All right, so here we have the commands of Jesus. And we picked out ones tonight that spoke to our own hearts. And we have this last one about waiting for the promise of the Father, this power from on high. And he says, if you love me, keep my commands. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter. Now that word another, it doesn't mean some different, necessarily a different one, but someone just like me. Another comforter. I've been with you. I've been your counselor. I've been the one that's walked beside you. But I'm going to send you another comforter just like me, whom the world cannot receive. I'm sorry. And he will abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. What a wonderful promise that is. This power from on high is not something outside of us. You know, when we think of power, we think of the electric and the outlet. But that's not really, you know, we use that sometimes as a illustration. But that's still something that's outside of me. Here he talks about someone that's going to be inside of me. Inside. A power within that enables me to do what Jesus says. The Old Covenant was written on tablets of stone. Ten Commandments, right? God, can you picture that? God wrote on those stones and gave them to Moses. But the New Covenant is that he writes his law on my heart. He says, I'm going to take out that stony, that hard heart. You read that in Ezekiel. And I'm going to give you a new heart. But then he goes beyond that. Not only that, but I'm going to put my spirit in you that you may be able to do what I say. That you're going to be able to do my commandments. And so, it's like what God requires us to do. He says, this is what you need to do. These are my commands. He gives us the power to do them. Isn't that great? I mean, isn't that a relief? You know, we think, well, I have to be a better Christian. Well, I don't know if that's going to get you too far. I have to do better. I have to learn. I have to really love. I really have to be, you know, pure in my thoughts. I need to get rid of my pride. And we can see ourselves in God's Word. He shows us what we're like. But then he also offers us himself in the person of the Holy Spirit and says, I want to come and live right inside you and be that power that will make you an overcomer, that will cause you to live for me, to do my commandments. He goes on, he says this, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Now who is saying this? Who is saying this? Real quick. Jesus is saying it. So Jesus is saying, I will not leave you alone. I will come to you. But I thought he's sending the Holy Spirit. So what's he saying here? Well, I believe he's saying that the Holy Spirit brings Jesus to us. You know, when Jesus was here on earth, he could be in one place at one time. He was in a body. But now he is ascended and he's poured out this Holy Spirit and it brings Jesus again to us. To us individually. It makes Jesus real in our hearts. And just one more thought. Our sister talked about sovereignty. We need to worship God because he is our king. Jesus is our king. Yes? Is that what we sang? What did we sing? All hail the power of Jesus' name and crown him Lord of all. The Holy Spirit is given to put Jesus on the throne of our hearts, beloved, to make him king. Do you like that? Do you want that? Do you need that? I need that. And so that's what this is all about. It's not about, you know, God helping me doing what I want to do. We have that idea. That, you know, I pray so that God helps me do what I want to do. And sometimes our prayers are like that. Lord, this is what I'm doing. Bless it. He's king. He reigns in us by the Holy Spirit. And he goes on in this chapter, it's just so wonderful, where he talks about if we keep his commandments. Look at verse 23. If any man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, who is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and bring all things to remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. And so tonight I just want us to see that there is something more that God has for us. Thank God he saved us. Thank God he's brought you here to camp. Thank God that you've taken the step of water baptism. Thank God that there's a desire in your heart to live for him and serve him. I thank God for that. But I find that unless we seek to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and unless the Holy Spirit fills us and takes control of us, we're not going to overcome. We're not going to be all that God intended that we be when he saved us. And so tonight, I'd like to plant that seed in your heart. Have you asked the Lord to fill you with the Holy Spirit? And if you haven't, it's probably because either, like the Ephesians, you say, we've never heard of the Holy Spirit, or we don't see our need. We don't see our need to be filled with his Spirit. Jesus, I want you to be king in my life. I want you to be Lord. I want to experience your indwelling day by day, moment by moment. Jesus, I want you to be real in my heart. That's the power. It's not a power to do necessarily great things. It's a power to be for Jesus, to be all that he wants you to be, to live out his life in you. And so that's what he offers to us. He says, I'll put my Spirit in you, and you'll walk in my commandments and do them. In my own strength, but weakness I see. I think we sang it in that song, Called Unto Holiness. There's a verse that says this, Not my own righteousness, but Christ within, living and reigning and saving from sin. And so is he reigning in your heart? Lord Jesus, we ask you to fill us, to give us this gift, this promise of the Father. How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And so the Lord looks down tonight and he sees our hearts. He says, I know you love me. I know you love me. I know you desire to please me and to live for me. I know you want to be different. But only he can make us overcomers. Only he can give us the power. The power that we need to stand for him in this evil and perverse generation. And I believe God is looking for men and women, young and old, who will open themselves up to his working and say, Jesus, I need to be filled with your Spirit. I want to be a vessel unto honor. I want rivers of living water to flow from my inmost being. I want to be a blessing. I want my life to tell for Jesus. And so come. Come and take possession. Sit upon the throne of my heart. I surrender to you. I yield to you. Jesus, be altogether King. So as we go to prayer tonight, I ask you again that question. Have you asked the Lord to fill you with the Holy Spirit? Ask Him to put a hunger and thirst into your heart. He's promised to fill the hungry with good things. He's promised to pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. Now maybe if you're really hungry and thirsty for the Lord to fill you, maybe you would like to, at some point in your time here at camp, get your Bible and do a study on the Holy Spirit. What does the Bible say about the Holy Spirit? Look up the verses and say, Lord, is this for me? And I know that by the time you've gotten past one or two, you'll realize that the promise is to you. It's for you. It's not for just special Christians. It's for every Christian. And we receive it by faith. Just like we were saved by faith, we trusted in His blood to cleanse us. In that same way, we trust Him to fill us with His Spirit. We can't work for it, but we can seek for it and we can ask Him. We can yield ourselves and so tonight as we go to prayer, let's just talk to God in our hearts. Fill me with this power divine. Maybe you want to keep this song open as you go to your knees and just pray these verses again to God. Breathe on me, oh Jesus, with that life of God. The Holy Spirit from above. Lord, you poured it out on the day of Pentecost. And you seek to pour it out again and again on those who are waiting for you. And so let's go to prayer.
Thank you.
Expect the Lord to satisfy that hunger of our hearts.
Jesus.